This is the Composer's Datebook for January 21st. I'm John Zeck. In 1968, Senator Eugene McCarthy was running for president on an anti-war platform. The war in question was in Southeast Asia, and many American artists were, like Senator McCarthy, openly calling for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Vietnam. On today's date, at a New York fundraising event for the anti-war movement, entitled Broadway for Peace, this music by Leonard Bernstein received its first performance, with the composer at the piano accompanying Barbara Streisand. The song was titled So Pretty, with lyrics describing the tragedy of the Vietnam War from a child's point of view.
I had to ask my teacher why war was making all those people die.
Well, Richard Nixon, not Eugene McCarthy, became president in 1968 and was re-elected in 1972. At Nixon's special request, the final piece on his January 1973 inaugural concert was Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, which struck many at the time as a deliberately bellicose selection considering that the Vietnam War was still raging. As a protest, Bernstein, McCarthy, and others arranged a counterconcert at Washington's National Cathedral, scheduled at precisely the same time as Nixon's, but presenting Haydn's Mass in Time of War instead of Tchaikovsky. 3,000 people crowded into the cathedral, and another 12,000 stood outside in the wind and the rain. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.